Let's welcome in Mark Brandt with Lutheran Church of Hope. Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm great, thanks. How about yourself?
Oh, I hope you're staying nice and warm this morning.
We're trying. It's as cold down here as it is up there. So.
Well, you're doing the best you can. And I know you have a big event coming up in Forest City on Christmas Eve. Tell us a little bit about your Christmas Eve candlelight service on Saturday.
Yeah, that's a great question. Thanks. We are meeting at 3 p.m. over at the Forest City YMCA for a Christmas Eve service. One of the things about our church is we take Christmas Eve very seriously. It's one of our garage door events. We love to throw the doors wide open, especially for folks who maybe haven't been to church in a long time, who have never gone to church maybe. And so it's one of my favorite services of the year. There's a lot of great music. There's a great message. And we end the night with a traditional singing of Silent Night with candles.
Well, that's always a special event to see, and it's always really touching to hear Silent Night and to have the candlelight as well. Tell us a little bit about some of the things that people can see on the live stream at that service.
Great question, too. We've got one of our members, actually, he's moved away now. His name is John Merrill, but he was a contestant on The Voice back in the day. And so he's coming back into West Des Moines to join us to sing a bit. We've got a great liturgical dance that'll happen during the service. There'll be some other kind of fun elements that I can't talk about yet that we're kind of keeping under wraps that are going to be a surprise. But it will really be a great experience, I think. Even online, I think it's a great experience.
And, of course, your lead pastor, Mike Hulsolder, will be giving a special Christmas message.
Yes, yeah, he's been a pastor at Hope now for almost 30 years. He was a part of the original start back in 1994, and he was who hired me back in 1999. It's just a great preacher of the word and somebody who I respect his ability to make it accessible for folks who maybe have moved away from church or who are just kind of like, what is this thing all about?
So tell us a little bit about the Lutheran Church of Hope. I know you're kind of headquartered in West Des Moines, but you have several sites around the state and around the Midwest. Tell us, how did you get into Forest City?
Well, we had some friends that were worshiping online with us individually that reached out and said, would it be okay if we got together publicly to worship together? Because we were kind of looking for community. And that's really what our local site ministry is about. It's bringing community to folks who don't live near one of our physical campuses to be able to do church together. And so we started one in Forest City that was back in the fall of 2015. And now we're in Clear Lake, Iowa City, Bondurant, Kansas City, Panora, Omaha, and Clear Lake.
And I know you have a pretty nice-looking website. I looked at that a little bit earlier this morning, and you have a lot of great content on that website.
Yeah, we've got a ministry for everybody. We brought a lot of our things online, too. Our desire really is to be able to give people a chance to connect with church wherever they are. And we're doing some really cool partnership things right now, too, with churches that maybe are struggling a bit, don't have a pastor, or are looking just for some better ministry opportunities for people. All those are free. I mean, people can grab on. I mean, we're putting them out there for people to use regardless of whether we're friends or not. We just love to bring the word to people in a way that can connect them to a deeper story and to grow their faith.
And we're visiting with Mark Brandt from Lutheran Church of Hope. And Mark, tell our listeners a little bit about where you have your services at.
That's a great question. In Forest City, we're at the YMCA. Okay. Every Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., it's a live stream of our service from West Des Moines, Iowa. We have a big screen installed in there and a good sound system. And it's so much fun. I remember when I first visited them when they started this, I was curious, what would this look like, you know, worshiping with a screen? And the folks stood up, they sang, they clapped, they laughed. It is an interactive as if you were in person. Albeit, you know, 2.5 hours away.
Now, I know you offer a lot of great programs at your church. You have a lot of different ministries, and I know that you do have offering some programming for children. Are you looking to expand that in Forest City a little bit?
Yeah, so we've started a Sunday school program. We started that a couple years ago for kids that are aged kindergarten through grade 5, and that's on Sunday mornings during our 9:30 service. We have some great volunteers that lead that, and we had a group that had a desire to start a Wednesday night program. We have a confirmation program on Wednesdays that we stream from our West Des Moines location. And there's a group of parents and kids that are getting together now on Wednesday nights to join our confirmation program. We would love to grow that. If there are other kids that are looking for a confirmation program that aren't involved in church right now, we'd love to invite them to join us on Wednesday nights at the Y. I think that's at 6 o'clock.
And just tell us once again about what's coming up this Sunday. It's going to start, or this Saturday, rather, for Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
It's going to start at 2:30 with hopefully some hot coffee and cookies, and then the live stream service starting at 3.
You bet. You know, weather permitting. I mean, this you know, snowmageddon that's coming in, nobody really knows what it's going to do. But if it's safe to travel and if we can gather, we're going to gather starting around 2:30 with some hot cocoa and some carols. And then the stream starts around 2:45 and worship will begin at 3. And it'll be just a great time of just community. The real, I think, hallmark of what we're trying to do is to connect others together in their faith and to grow together. We're better together. We believe that to be true. And so it's just a chance to be community together and to worship and to have a good time.
Well, Mark, I do want to thank you for taking the time to visit with us. And I hope that you and your family have a very Merry Christmas.
Thanks, and you too. Merry Christmas.
And we've been visiting with Mark Brandt from the Lutheran Church of Hope. They have a local Forest City site. They'll be having a Christmas Eve service on Saturday, 2:30 for the coffee, cocoa, and cookies. And the live stream event will begin at 3 o'clock at the Forest City YMCA. And that is our morning conversation today on KIW.